This is Tony Hoover, and I'm filling in for Mark Vandenbosch, who's away in business. He's down in Virginia, so you get to spend a little bit of time with me today, and I'm really excited to be here, and I'm really excited, actually, for today's show. We're hoping that it's eventually going to warm up in West Michigan. We keep hoping and praying, but, you know, it's a little bit overcast today. We're looking at about 50 degrees, but, you know, that's okay, because summer is around the corner. So today, we've decided that we're going to talk a little bit more about decking. And we're really going to look at the differences between composite decking and natural treated lumber decking. We're going to do, you know, just a general overview of both products. And, you know, I'm going to take the role of the consumer and help us all kind of walk through that decision. So today I'm actually joined by two folks from Zeal & Lumber, John Colley and Jay Ellsworth. And go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
And the listeners of the show, I think, have both heard of you guys several times now. I mean, you're both, you know, veterans of the show. So if you have any questions for John or Jay as we go along, by all means, please give us a call at 616-395-1450. Or you can even shoot me an email, tonyh@zealandlumber.com. And guys, just to get started, you know, there's a lot of different products out there, you know, on both sides of the table, traditional lumber and composite. John, can you give us kind of an overview of what the decking world looks like as traditional natural lumber?
Well, you know, primarily from the lumber side of things, there's been treated lumber's been around for a long time. There's other species of wood, you know, cedar, and there's even some exotic hardwoods like ipe and whatnot that's on the market. But the commodity item that I kind of tend to deal more with is traditional treated lumber.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Jay, you're going to take the side of the composite.
Okay.
So can you just give us, you know, there's a lot of different composite products. Could you just give us an overview of, you know, what's out there and what's in the market?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you have your traditional composite, which is, you know, your wood fiber plastic mix, and then that wood fiber plastic mix with some shape or form of a cap or a shell around it to get your capped products, get your higher end where you get, you know, some more darker, deeper, rich colors, you know, a little more stain and fade resistant. So that's, I mean, there's a lot of other options in between, but that's the base of it right there.
Gotcha. Now, who are the name brand players in the market that, you know, a lot of listeners might have already heard of?
The big name brand players are going to be Trex and AZEK and TimberTech.
Mm-hmm. And they've been in the market for quite some time.
Quite a few years, yep.
Fantastic. Yep. You're listening to the At-Home Show. If you have a question for Jay or John, give us a call at 616-395-1450. And we're really excited today. We're going to start to celebrate Tulip Time a little bit early. I have two tickets to Vocal Trash at the Knickerbocker Theater on Saturday, May 10th at 8 p.m. If you want to win those tickets, go ahead and give us a call at 395-1450, and whoever calls in first will get two tickets to a great show. Awesome. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to assume the role of the consumer. You know, I'm coming in off the street, and I don't know what I want. My current deck is a little old, it's a little tired, and I'm kind of on the fence between, you know, composite and traditional lumber. I mean, what are the questions that a consumer should ask themselves, you know, when they are looking to make a pretty big, you know, change to their home?
Well, I guess the first question I always like to ask the consumer is, you know, what are your expectations of your deck? What are you using it for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is maintenance an issue? Is it something that you don't want to have to ever stain? You want to keep, you know, a nice natural looking color?
Yeah.
You know, and that's always a good starting point.
Mm-hmm. And that's important, too, when we're talking about, you know, the composite. You know, I mean, let's be honest. You know, we always like to think that, you know, a product is maintenance-free. You know, and
Right. Well,
composite decking might not be maintenance-free, but there's very little maintenance.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. low maintenance. You know, it still is going to need to be washed and cleaned.
Mm-hmm. But you won't have to do the staining and the refinishing that you might have to do with, you know, traditional wood deck.
Correct.
That's correct.
Gotcha. And John, when someone's considering, like, you know, a traditional wood, what are the things that they need to consider?
Well, really the main reason they'd go to a treated versus a composite in a lot of instances is just the sheer cost of the product.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some things that there's some better situations to use, you know, traditional wood in than other situations. Like, if you know, if you're putting a deck on the north side of a house when it doesn't get any sun, you know, it could be more susceptible to moss and mildew growing on it. There's other, I guess, you know, issues as far as, you know, how high off the ground, I think, is another issue that, yep, that kind of plays into play with that as well.
Right.
So there are certain situations that treated lumber performs better in than other situations. And that could also be a factor of when you might want to go composite versus, you know, traditional.
And for those of us that live on the lakeshore, you know, that are right up next to the water, I mean, is there a reason you would go for one or the other?
Well, certainly, yeah. Treated is a little different. You know, it has different categories that it's treated to, different retention levels of chemical to make it perform better or not in different situations. And you can use treated lumber in water contact type situations, but you got to make sure you get the right product. Whereas composites, some, you know, I'll speak for Jay here, but some are rated for contact with, you know, water and some aren't. And
yeah,
that would definitely be a factor to, you know, decide which one you want to use.
Yeah, I mean, there's some composites out there that are, you know, 100% PVC.
Yeah.
So in other words, you know, I mean, if, you know, moisture is not going to affect it, damage it, or do anything to it whatsoever.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, so if you had a dock, for instance, you know, and, you know, water came up underneath, splashing on underneath side with a PVC product, you know, there's never any, you know, peace of mind is going to be there all the time for you.
Now, the PVC is different than the cap versus non-cap product that you talked about earlier?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a tough question to answer.
Okay.
With the capped products, they're all capped with a type of a PVC shell.
Sure.
And it's the core. Some of the cap products have a PVC core, and then some of them have a PVC and wood fiber mixed core.
Okay.
And that's where the composite term comes from, is what the inside of the deck is made out of, and then they mm-hmm. come capped with some shape or form of a shell.
I gotcha. Now, where does vinyl fit in this whole discussion? Is that a fair question to ask?
Yeah, there is a little bit of vinyl, but
it's kind of gone to the wayside.
Yeah, it's kind of come into the thing of the past. Vinyl railing is still out there, prevalent, but the decking is
not so much
anymore.
Right on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit deeper into this discussion. You're listening to the At Home Show, normally with Mark Van den Bosch, Tony Hoover sitting in. Good afternoon. This is once again Tony Hoover with the At Home Show, and we've been talking about decking today. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, area code 616-395-1450. And if you call in with a question today, we have two tickets to see Vocal Trash during Tulip Time on May 10th. This is a really cool show. It kind of combines pop music with stomp, and it's a really great show, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. So, guys, we ended the last segment, and I'm joined by Jay Ellsworth and John Colley. With the different kinds of decking, you know, we're talking realistically about traditional decking, wood product, versus composite decking, which is made up of wood fiber and it's usually capped with PVC. So, you know, I want to just kind of take a step back and talk about, you know, the history of both products. And John, we'll start with you. And, you know, how has, you know, traditional decking changed over the last few years?
Well, you know, really, Tony, when I started doing decking, it was all CCA treated lumber. It was the decking was full inch and a half thick, and it was a 2x6 that we used for decking.
Yeah.
And kind of is, you know, some species of wood treat better than others. We've always kind of had an abundance of ponderosa pine and some red pine, I think, in the market, but yellow pine is one that treats real well. And kind of as it's evolved, you know, they try to get more yield out of a tree. The decking got a little thinner. They figured that was strong enough to cover the spans that they needed to span. And, you know, ponderosa pine seems like the mills are getting a better return on their investment on 2x4 and 2x6. So a lot of the market has gone to yellow pine.
Okay.
In yellow pine, you know, we changed the arsenic-based treatments back in, I think it was 2003, and since then, all the treatments have to that are non-arsenic-based take the different species better than others, and so we're kind of finding that it's more moving towards yellow pine again.
Okay.
So that's kind of where it is. We're on third and fourth generations of chemicals that are in the wood now, but they're all touted as kid-friendly, so when you're, you know, if you've got children and you want them to play on the deck, you can rest assured that they're not going to be taking arsenic, you know, through the treated wood.
And I think that's a really important point to bring up because, I mean, arsenic, as we all know, is not exactly a fun chemical. I mean, can you kind of give a brief history of, like, how arsenic was used in treated decking?
It was basically, it's in the preservative that was injected into it. And even though the EPA said the treated lumber industry said that it never really leached out of the product.
Yeah.
It's still there. It just still has a bad connotation in the industry and they just, decided it'd be a better product without it because copper actually does a lot of the preserving in the new products as well.
Interesting. Very cool. And again, if you have a question for John or Jay about composite or traditional decking, go ahead and give us a call. 616-395-1450. And now, Jay, I'm going to turn to you. And the history of composite decking, you know, speaking from someone within the industry is somewhat interesting. You know, I think a lot of us that had composite decking 15, 20 years ago kind of left us with a bad taste in our mouths.
Oh, yeah. The decking that was originally, the original composite decking, actually wasn't a very good product.
Right.
You know, it was that traditional wood flour, wood fiber mixed with plastic. You know, it was touted as virtually maintenance-free when it came out.
Right.
And I think we all learned pretty quickly that it wasn't maintenance-free. And, I mean, some of it expanded, it cracked, it split, you know, mold. I mean, discolored some of the stuff would, you know, within days and even, you know, just a week or two being down, that, you know, the colors were changing already on it.
Really?
So
it even sagged between the joists at times.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would say in the last probably 5 to 8 years, especially the last 5 years, all the major manufacturers have completely flipped their product lines. Those products aren't even around anymore that were made. They've all, you know, what's that phrase? You know, the wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, so we've all learned, the manufacturers learned, you know, what worked, what didn't work, you know, and, you know, they've just done vast improvements on the products, you know. So those issues that are in the marketplace, you know, if you go and Google the manufacturers and you read some of the horror stories, those are, you know, those, I don't want to say non-existent, but, you know, they're virtually not around anymore.
Right. Essentially, it's in a lot of ways a different product than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just because, you know, Jay helped me fill in the blanks, but how the composite is made now, I mean, it's what, mostly recycled material?
Yeah, a lot of them, a good percentage of the material is a recycled material, whether that's in the wood fiber or the PVC or the plastic or the polymers that they use. There is still some of the manufacturers are real heavily into the recycled content. Some of them are a little higher into the virgin plastics and the PVCs. You know, it's just the makeup of each individual manufacturer.
Gotcha. If you have any questions for John or Jay about decking today, just give us a call. 616-395-1450. We still have some tickets to Vocal Trash that we're happy to give away. You know, guys, what research tools, if I'm looking at doing a deck, you know, can I help me make my decision?
Research tools as far as, well, obviously, as I stated earlier, the internet will, as we all knew, you know, Google will get you almost anything you want.
And yeah.
Sometimes it gets you in trouble, too, because you get a little too much information.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that's always a good place to start, you know. Composite decking, you know, manufacturers. There's, like I say, AZEK, Trex, two of the bigger lines. You know, that's a great place to start. And, you know.
And it's a great place to start your journey. And I think we're going to go ahead and take one more break for the day. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about design services. You're listening to the At Home Show with Tony Hoover, sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch. Good afternoon. This is This is Tony Hoover. Am I on? Okay. This is Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch today, who's away on business. And, you know, we're talking about decking both traditional and composite. And I'm joined by Jay Ellsworth and John Colley. And we've been having a really great discussion about the two different kinds of product out there with decking. And, you know, while we're on break, we got a text message from Butch. And Butch has a question on lighting. You know, what are the lighting options for decking?
Boy, with the lighting options, there's just a numerous. They have your post sleeves on the top of your post sleeves where your post cap would be. They have LED lights now that would circle around that. They have little riser lights that would go on the risers of your steps, deck lights.
Rope lights.
Rope lighting, lighting. There's even some balusters now, your spindles and your railing that have lights in those.
Oh, wow.
They're all, you know, they're a low voltage lighting system. You know, they have dimmer switches with them now, so you can dim the lights.
Uh-huh.
Timers. It's just, it's amazing. You know, you can see some of the pictures and some of the catalogs, or even online, where the possibilities are almost endless now.
Now, this might be a silly question, but I mean, is it with the lights that you install in decking like that? Is it? Do you have to plug it in? Is it battery? How does that work?
Well, like I say, they're all low voltage, so you have to have, there'll be a transformer.
Okay.
That you would need. So at some place you'll need to have power, you know.
Okay.
To your deck, to the transformer, you know, even if it's, you know, virtually almost everybody has some shape or form of a, you know, an outlet on the outside of the house. Most of the time when we sell those systems, you end up having an electrician do the final.
Okay.
You know, installation, because lots of times you'll maybe want the transformer inside or the timer inside.
For sure.
You know, run some power outside. But, you know, other than time, it's a fairly easy install to get most of those lighting systems in. So.
And can you do that, aftermarket? So if you already have an existing deck, or is it easier to do when you're installing?
Yeah, if you can get to the underneath side of your deck, some of them need to be installed during the process. There are some aftermarket ones, but if it's something that you can install during the construction of it, that definitely makes the ease of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Very cool. And, you know, I just want to talk briefly on, like, you know, the different color options. I'm not saying you're fairly limited with traditional decking, but there's only so much you can do, you know, whereas in composite, Jay, I mean, you know, how many colors are available?
Well, I mean, color-wise, you know, In the three or four major manufacturers out there, if you were to probably, you know, there's going to be 60 or 70 different color options out there. Now, a lot of them are going to be very, very similar, but, you know, anywhere from the gray tones to the cedar tones, dark walnut colors, the exotic looks, the ipe, virtually endless. You know, they're all going to be in the traditional earth tone.
Right, right.
So, you know, where like John, you would know in the treated, you know, that comes in that green color.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a composite decking out there really in that green tone yet.
No.
Not yet.
At least you can put some different, you know, stains on treated lumber to give it a different tone if you want to.
How drastic of a difference can you go from like that natural greenish color to like something that's different with treated? Or is it just kind of, it is what it is?
Well, some of the more solid stains, they'll mask.
Yeah, you can stain a treated deck with a good quality stain, almost any color that you want.
Okay.
It's just the, you know, the problem with that is the, you know, this, the color of your deck is only going to be as good as the stain that you put down.
I understand. Very cool. And guys, we only have a couple minutes left, and I just want to talk about, you know, general upkeep on both decks. And, you know, John, we'll start with you. What should I be looking at doing when, you know, I have a traditional deck?
Well, after it's installed, generally you let it weather a little bit, and then you need to put some sort of a preservative on it. And then that annually you should clean the deck and reapply it as necessary.
Mm-hmm. And how hard is it if, like, you're like me and you let your deck go a little bit? You know, how hard is it to, you know, restain and refinish?
Well, you know, if you let it go, a lot of times what will happen is the wood will actually start to split on the top, or it dries out and starts to crack, and it's really hard to bring it all the way back. Actually, you really can't bring it all the way back. But what normally you could put stain on it again, and it'll preserve it. You just may have to put a couple different coats on it to make it take it.
Fantastic. And Jay, we're going to turn to you now. We've talked about nearly maintenance free, but there is some maintenance with a composite deck. What should I be looking to do annually if I have a composite deck in my home?
With a composite deck, the biggest thing you're going to have to do, kind of like what John said. I mean, you're going to have to clean your deck.
Yeah.
Just the natural elements that are out there. You know, there's, I mean, every time it rains, that rain brings dust and dirt down, and that lays on the deck, dries up, and you know, you've got that film on your deck, walking back and forth on your deck, the leaves blowing on your deck, kids going on and off the deck, you know. So the more you can keep your deck clean, whether we're traditional treated lumber or composites, the better your deck is going to look, you know, in a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. And, realistically, doing it annually will help, you know, keep it looking newer. I mean, anything you keep outside is going to fade. You know, and it's going to show age. But, I mean, if you do if you do the annual cleaning, you know, it'll help maintain that newer look for longer, correct?
Definitely. Definitely will.
Fantastic. And, you know, I just want to leave us with this. We are running a promotion at Zeal & Lumber where if you purchase a composite deck, you will have a chance to win a brand new grill. And this has been Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch on the At Home Show. We'll be back next week at 12:30 on WHDC.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark Vandenbosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.